For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I am your host, Tori DeSimone. Today's episode is kind of just going to be a rambly one with no real sense of direction. Like, I know what I want to talk about, but a lot of you guys seem to really like when I sort of just speak my mind and whatever is said, and that's that on that. So that's pretty much what today's episode is. I'm really excited for this week. I'm really motivated for this week, and I hope you guys are too. So before we jump into today's episode, I just want to plug the Facebook group. If you guys want to join the Manifest Facebook group, that is Manifest with Tori DeSimone on Facebook. Just search that. And then request access and I will accept you. It is that simple. The Facebook group is amazing. You guys are literally the best. You are so sweet. You are so motivational, so inspiring to one another, and just like a huge community of women. And there's a couple guys in there, but it's definitely female dominated. And you guys are just so kind and encouraging. And it's like having a couple thousand best friends that you never even knew that you needed. So today we're going to talk about projects, and the most important project, I guess I should say, is what we're really going to be talking about. Last Thursday, I was in yoga, and I've always struggled with eating. Like, I've always had some sort of mental struggle when it comes to it, whether I'm not eating enough or I'm eating too much. It seems to be that I eat too much, and I know that I eat when I'm very stressed out, and I eat to comfort myself. And I always find that when I'm single, not dating anybody, I tend to be eating a lot more just because I get the comfort from food as opposed to somebody else. And also with my move to Philly, I've been kind of like finding my new normal here. So a lot of things have been out of my comfort zone, out of what I'm used to. And I've just been finding my normal, not in a good way, not in a bad way, just, you know, finding what works for me. So when I have all these changes, I just eat a lot more. I turn to food, and it just makes me feel great in the moment, but then afterwards at the end of the day, I just feel really kind of guilty. But then I'm also motivated, like, oh, tomorrow's gonna be the best day ever, and like tomorrow I'm gonna do great. I put all my eggs in my future basket, which I talk about a ton on this podcast. But nonetheless, what I'm trying to get at is that I've been feeling kind of down on myself, for lack of a better term, just knowing that like I can be eating cleaner than I am, and I'm not doing like the best that I could be. And when I don't treat myself the best, that's when I feel not guilty, but you know, I I'm not holding myself as accountable as I can be. So that's sort of just where my headspace has been the past couple of days. It's definitely gotten a lot better since Thursday, I'd say, since I took this yoga class. But I was in the city and I took a yoga class and the instructor said, you know, set an intention. And my intention was, you know, to try my best in that class and to show my body love that day and for the rest of the day and, you know, eat consciously and just enjoy what I'm doing for my body. And then the yoga instructor said something along the lines of his intention. And his intention was that the most important project was himself. And that really, really hit me super hard because I don't look at myself as a project. I look at myself as secondary to all of my projects that I have going on. You know, I have a lot going on with Stride. Big announcement coming March 1st. I have a lot going on with Stride. I have this podcast that I just signed on a network for. I have my YouTube that I really try my best, but it's hard to do it all. I have friendships and a social life. It's just like, I have a lot of projects, most of my projects pertaining to work and having Stride be my biggest project and a couple of projects within that. So for me to look at myself as a project is not something that I really do. And it's not something that I prioritize either. And when he said that, it really resonated with me because I prioritize all of my other projects in my life. Like anything that goes on with Stride, I put very first. Like the first thing that I do when I wake up in the morning is I want to work. I don't want to have the morning routine of reading and journaling and going to the gym. Like I just want to work. Like I prioritize work. And me not reading, not journaling, not going to the gym is me not prioritizing myself. And I need to remember that I myself am a work in progress. I am also a project that I need to prioritize. You know, we all take on so many roles in our life. So for example, for me, I am a daughter, I'm a friend, I'm a business owner, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a boss. I guess that's pretty much, I'm a sister. So those are all roles that I play in my life. Now, if I were to take away all of those roles, like if I were to take away the business owner role, what would I be left with? You know, like, am I just filling my cup to work, but am I not filling my cup to feel my best every single day? Like if I wasn't an entrepreneur, if I wasn't a business owner, if I wasn't a boss, like what would I be? Eckhart Tolle, I think I always say his name wrong, but in his book, A New Earth, he talks about roles and how we as the ego tend to identify as the roles. You know, a lot of moms identify as a mom. Like my mom, for example, sorry, mom, to talk about you, but I'm going to talk about my mom. When I went to college, my mom really struggled because before that, for the last 20 years, she always had my sister and myself to look after and to be a mom to. And when I left for college and I was the last one to leave, she really struggled because she was like, well, now both of my kids are grown up and they're out of the house. What am I? Like, am I? She didn't feel like a mom. And that breaks my heart to say because my mom is always going to be my mom. And she knew that too, but she just struggled. Like she didn't really have kids to care after, to look after, because we were far away. My sister was in Idaho. I was in Alabama. She really, really struggled with losing that identity of her role. So same back to this, this is your project. You are your greatest project. If you were to take away your role of a mother, daughter, a friend, a coworker, business owner, entrepreneur, a student, whatever it is, what would you be left with? You know, roles come with activity. So let's say you're a student, you go to college and you're taking classes all the time, you know, whatever. Let's say that ends. You're no longer a student. You're no longer taking classes. Now what? Like, what are you left with? And that really shook me to finding, you know, what's at my core and what am I going to be left with if I eliminate all of these roles? And I really started to think about that.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me, because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, store light therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym, and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify, and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer, and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up, and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly, and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good, and I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. If I did eliminate all of my roles and I was no longer an entrepreneur or business owner, I think what I would be left with is health and fitness. And that's pretty much it, but kind of a weaker sense of health and fitness, because yes, while that's a huge part of my life, it's not something that I prioritize. And that shook me when I really realized that, because I to myself think that I really do prioritize health and fitness. But when it comes down to it, I don't, because knowing that
the best thing for my health is getting enough sleep. It's waking up and filling my cup before I fill my work's cup. It's seeing friends. It's having alone time. It's feeding my body with the foods that I know will make it feel good and not just indulging in the moment. It's moving my body to celebrate that I have movement. It's all of these things that I know, but things that I push to the side because I tend to put work above it and I put work first. I compared myself to like a work project. So we're going to take this back to like when I was setting up Stride. If I were, you know, spending all day doing really, really good, being really productive, getting all my work done, and then 4 o'clock rolls around and I know I still have like 3 bigger things to do, but I'm pretty tired and burnt out. If I just spent the rest of the day on the couch watching Netflix, that is probably not the best thing to progress my project and move it forward to get the doors open for Stride. Now, I compared that to myself. That's a project. If I was eating really clean, I was drinking a lot of water that day, I was really proud of how good I was doing. If, you know, 4 o'clock rolls around and I'm really hungry and I sit down and eat a box of Girl Scout cookies, that's probably not the best thing for my personal project. And I am my own project. And that's not the best thing that I could be doing. So when you break it down and compare your outside work projects to your internal project that is yourself, it puts a lot of things into perspective. I made a whole episode about the one secret that will change your life, and that is keeping promises to yourself and making promises to yourself. And I still attest to that. I still think that it's true. When you promise yourself to your projects, so for me, if I promise myself that I'm going to go to a coffee shop from 10 to 3 today and work on just Stride stuff that I have to get done, I'm going to do that because that's a promise to myself and I know that it's going to progress Stride in the direction that I need it to go. But at the same time, I also promised myself that I'm going to go to the gym today and lift legs and train core as well. But for whatever reason, there's a difference in my mind where, you know, I can push that off to the side if I want to, when I really shouldn't be, because that's a promise to myself, probably the most important promise to myself, because I know that that's truly what I want. I want to feel strong. I want to look like I'm strong. I want to feel good and I want to feel that I'm celebrating my body and that I'm moving it in ways that I can by exercising. And I know that that's super, super important to me, but I still will push it over to the side. Why is it that we do that? Why is it that we don't put ourselves first, but we put our roles first? You know, I put my role of a business owner first before I put my role of who is Tori DeSimone first. And, you know, I should be coming first, because if I'm not whole, if I'm not good, how can I expect anything else in my life to be whole and to be good? And I think when we really break it down like this, or at least I find that it's really kind of challenging to balance it all when it doesn't have to be that challenging. I think it really comes down to making a list of what is most important to you. And I tend to do this a couple times a year where I just have like a sudden burst of like, whoa, I really need to get my priorities in line. Like, what is most important to me? You can do anything that you set your mind to, but you can't do everything at the same time. And that's something that I, you know, I always am like, well, I want to do this and this and this. Like, I, right now in my mind, if I could have it my way, I'd have 5 projects going on right now, myself not being one of them. And that's the big problem. Like, I should be saying, I have 6 big projects going on with myself being the number one project. There's something that I always say in Spin, and I truly believe that it's really powerful and impactful. And it's me saying, if I were to ask you to make a list of the top 10 most important things in your life, how long would it take you on that list to say yourself? The number one thing that you should say is myself. If I were to ask you, what do you love the most in this world? The number one thing that you should say is myself. I love myself. And that's really hard to come by. It's really hard to do. It's really hard to admit. The journey of self-love is really hard, but it's very rewarding. And that goes hand in hand with balancing and prioritizing your life too. The most important project in your life should be yourself. Because if, like I said before, if you're not good, how are your projects going to be good? And it's hard to balance it all. But I think the best way to balance it all is to make sure that your priorities are in line. And then every day when you go to set up your to-do list, you're making sure that you're hitting every single one of your priorities, with yourself being the number one priority. This was something that when it was said on Thursday, it really impacted me in a way that I just didn't want to keep it to myself. I know this episode is a lot shorter and there's really not much more to it, but it was just really insightful and something that I just really wanted to share with you guys to kind of bring a light to your Monday. I shared this in my class on Friday morning and one of my clients emailed me saying that it really resonated with her and it hit home. And when I first heard it, it really hit home with me. So I know that it's going to hit home with so many other people as well. So I'm kind of going to wrap this up here. It's a very short episode because I just wanted to get this one important message across to you guys. And that message is you are your most important project. So make sure that you prioritize yourself, your sleep, your health, your friendship, your happiness, your relationships, complete yourself, fill your glass before you fill any of your project's glasses, whether you're a student, a mom, a daughter, a husband, a wife, whatever it is, make sure that you're whole and complete before you fill up anyone else's cup. So I'm going to leave that here for you guys. You are your most important project. And please remember that. In the Facebook group, if you guys want to join it, that is Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'd love to know how you are going to fill your own cup today and for the rest of this week. And yeah, that is Manifest with Tori DeSimone on Facebook. If you guys want to follow me on Instagram, that is at @ToriSterling_. And my YouTube, which I'm dropping a new video tonight, is youtube.com/ToriSterling or Tori DeSimone. So have a wonderful rest of your day, guys. Happy Manifest Monday, and let's have an amazing week. Bye, guys.